Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, with the internet touching practically every aspect of kids' lives, keeping kids safe online is a growing concern for many parents.
Parent control routers are one way to do just that. With us to talk about that is Lindsley Donnelly, the General Manager and SVP of Consumer and Parent Operations at Securely. Welcome, Lindsley.
Hello. Glad to be here.
This feels like something that's really hard to do because, you know, as these kids get smarter and smarter every day, they find more ways to, I think that they learn to hack. The first place kids learn to hack is in their own home, and they get into our into the internet.
That's so true. They start
going through all these pages and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, how can we control, have some structure over our kids' internet usage inside the home?
Oh, man, Tom, you summed it up so well. It is like, you know, we used to sneak out of windows, and they sneak out of these digital virtual windows all day long inside the house. It's hard. So, you know, what we recommend parents do really are three things. And the first is just old-fashioned parenting, like just talk to your kids about the risks and about why this is a priority in your household. And you can drill down by, you know, the safety risks, the damage to your brain risks, the bullying and mental health risks. And we have a series of articles on our blog that make that really easy to just, frankly, coach your kids the way parents used to just talk about healthy eating, and now you have to also talk about healthy screen time. So that's the first tool. But then the second thing we talk about is let your kids know that because it's so important, you are going to watch what's happening on this device. And so we recommend that there's some sort of a family contract between parents and kids about how to use devices, and that you then use a tool to help you track that usage and then dialogue when it goes offline, which it will do. And so we've got a lot of recommendations in that area. And then the third and final way is to really show your kids what you're seeing about that usage too, and so that you educate them in the process along the way. It's not, you know, I was only on for 10 minutes. You can fight about that all day long, but when you're actually looking at a readout that says you were on for an hour and a half, you know, it just changes the conversation. So
absolutely.
And Lindsley, I think it's important because everything seems so innocent. They start in one place. I mean, I was very naive to YouTube a few years back when my now 11-year-old would be like, I want to watch this video. And this was prior to kids YouTube. And he would start watching a soccer game and then somehow click to, click to, click to, click to how to remove a bra. And I'm like, what are you looking at? And he's like, I don't even know what I pressed. What is this? And I genuinely believed it, but it's challenging to monitor the process.
It is. And so, you know, that happens, you know, all the time. And so it doesn't make it any easier when it happens in your household. But there are two things you can do. One is, you know, with the router-based controls like Securely's Hub, you basically just put a blanket of safety on whatever device you select that you want to keep safe. So just imagine it's like, you know, okay, I've got my 11-year-old's device is going to be protected by this, and then my 6-year-old's is. And it turns out mine and my other parenting partners in the house, we're not going to, you know, put this on our device. But then you just know nothing inappropriate sneaks in. So even if it's on YouTube, it's on the safe YouTube mode or it's on the safe Google search mode. And the same technology that we use to keep, you know, 10 million kids' devices safe in a school context, you can then make sure is safe in your home context. So that's step one.
Let me just back you up on that for just a second, because I used to have a network engineer that would come in and help, you know, the network work inside of our home because we had a business attached to it. And he used to tell me, you know, at his house, he had a firewall. And miraculously, at 8 p.m. every night, it would just go down. His kids would complain, hey, Dad, the internet's out. I'm like, oh, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah,
it just happens.
Yes.
But I mean, this guy was like a programmer, and it took the skills of a programmer to tweak that firewall so that it would just go down for, you know, from 8 to 10 p.m. every night when he wanted the kids to, you know, go to bed. Now, today, with the technology that companies like Securely have, you've made it possible for parents with a more simple interface to have that kind of control, not only for the entire internet, but is it also on a device-by-device basis? Because like you say, you know, we could have the kids' phones be not accessible during certain periods of time and our phones have no controls on them. Is that kind of how it works?
Absolutely. Absolutely,
okay,
yeah. So our engineering team and our founders are like, you know, that brilliant engineer times, you know, 10, and that they had come from the security background world, built all this technology so that simple, easy interface, you look at it and go, hey, you know what? I have two different kids. They have two different profiles because a teenager's up a little later than an elementary school child, but they're all going to be off at a certain time that I determine with the tap of a button on my, you know, my app on my phone. And that internet's going to go on and off based on when I set that time to be as the parent. Or what's even more frustrating for my kids is I travel for work. I'm at work. I know they're at home. They're on a different time zone. They should be in bed. And I pause the internet from where I'm working. And that's just...
Oh, Mom, there she goes again.
I have eyes in the back of my head. It's a whole new thing now.
Well, I think the other thing that's so scary is there's so many gaming platforms now. And first it was Minecraft, then it was Roblox, now it's Fortnite. And every single one of them allows these children to interface with pretty much anyone in the world.
Right.
And if you're not aware of all the nuances on each of these gaming apps as to, like, you can't talk to people, they can't, like, there's so many things you have to select because they were only allowed to play it on one iPad. And I mastered all the controls on that. And then we switched over to a gaming system in the basement, and I stepped away for a second. And when I came back down, they were talking to somebody. And I was like, who is that?
Yes.
And they were like, oh, we don't know. And I'm like, well, then don't. So it's terrifying.
Yes. So that, you know, that kind of conversation you have to have a lot and earlier than any parent ever really wanted to. But, you know, that those are the kinds of don't talk to strangers in the park conversation that you start to have the minute they're on a screen is don't talk to strangers in your digital parks either. And so those conversations are key, but then a tool like, you know, our Securely Home app, you can see what they're doing on the different devices at different times of day. If they're playing Fortnite, you know, if it's a connected experience, you can see that activity. And so it helps you at least have the information when you're not in the room. Frankly, if your child's on a device, 90% of the time, it's because you can't be in the room right then. You're cooking dinner, you're working, you're doing something, you're carpooling somebody else. And that's what's happening is your child's on the device, so you can't look over the shoulder. But these tools now make it easy for you to virtually look over the shoulder and to set some ground rules before, because the conversation will happen where something goes off the rails and you need to have the information and have set the guidelines before it's gone off the rails.
I think that's smart.
We're hearing a ton, too, from schools. You know, so we all started in the school space. You know, I say 10 million kids, 10,000 schools. We're hearing so much from schools where they're saying, look, I need to make sure that these kids' personal devices, when they walk in my domain, they're safe because I can't have this activity happening on them. So, you know, that's really where we broke through is we have this, like, you know, 360 view where everywhere end to end, if your child's on a device, we help you see what's happening on their school device, what's happening on their personal devices. And then this is my personal favorite and my son's personal, you know, disdain is when his friends come into my house, I put them on the Securely Hub.
What happens with, like, I have unlimited data now. A lot of phones have unlimited data. So how can you intercept if I turn my Wi-Fi off and I'm surfing on my Verizon data? Is there a way you can control that too?
Yeah, there is. I mean, that's the third tool. It's called Securely Go. You have to have all three of them, unfortunately. You have to have your school device has to be protected, give you view. Your router has to be protected and give you a view so that when somebody comes into your house, you've got some sort of, you know, sense of safety. And then you do need to install Securely Go for the mobile experience. And they come off that Wi-Fi and they're not on the school Wi-Fi. They're not on your Wi-Fi. They're just roaming free in the wild, wild west of data. Then you have Securely Go on their device and it all connects into one view for the parent.
Got it. Well, that's so smart. What's the subscription fees for this for a parent?
Yeah. So it's a one-time annual fee for the router product is $59.99. And then it's $6 a month thereafter. And then for the mobile product, it's $49.99 and $5 a month thereafter. So it's about half the price of anything that's out there in market for parents today.
You know what? If it ends the fighting in my house, I'm like,
right?
I'm on board.
So that's the thing that shocked me. My 13-year-old son actually said to me, I like it better now, Mom, that we both have the information. You know, I can at least look at it with you instead of me digging in and saying, I'm sure I wasn't on the screen for an hour. And you yelling at me, yeah, you were for three, you know. So it neutralizes the conversation and makes it much easier.
And especially with your 13-year-old and my 11-year-old, it's like this is like the key age of attitude. It's like
it is.
So much attitude and the internet only sort of emboldens it. So if you can really even it out.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, kids, if you give them a sense of agency, they actually, you know, they want to do the right thing. They do. They just are trying to assert their own independence. And so if you can give them the information that we've all read, you know, four or five articles that are kind of the bellwether articles about why we as parents freak out about this screen time and what's happening. And then you give them the same information we have about what they're doing. They connect the dots. They don't want to be dominated by Instagram nonstop or, you know, they see it. It's just they need to see it on their own terms.
Yep. It's got to be their idea. Then it's okay.
Yep. Just like moms. It has to be my idea too.
Really great service. Lindsley Donnelly from Securely, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. This is great information for any parents. Like you say, it's harder than ever to try to have some control over the online experiences that your children have. Securely, you guys have done a great job of making it simple, easy, and effective. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.